Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Geek This, a show all about geeking out, primarily about comic books, movies, and comic book movies. My name is Dave Clements. I am your host. And if you're new to the podcast, I hope you stick around and subscribe. You can do that over at geekthispodcast.com. And if you've been listening to Geek This for a while, welcome back and thanks for listening. This week, I'm going to talk about boycotting and review bombing that has been going around with Captain Marvel. I'm going to give my 2 cents on a Twitter thread by writer Tom Taylor, and I'm going to explain my not-for-me ideology. Trust me, it all goes together.
You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
So today, the day that I'm recording this, March 11th, 2019, Tom Taylor, who is a comic book author, he's written a lot of books for both of the big two, Marvel and DC. He's written Injustice, X-Men, Red, Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, Batman, All New Wolverine, Star Wars, and he is working on The Deep on Netflix. So he knows comics. He knows what he's doing. And today he posted this thread and just says, quick thread. Also, this is over on Twitter. You can follow him over at Tom Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Made, M-A-D-E. And I will link to this article, this thread, rather, in the show notes over at geekthispodcast.com so you can read it for yourself. But anyway, he said, quick thread, a couple days ago I shared this image of my youngest son looking at a picture of Captain Marvel. It got quite a bit of attention, most of it very positive. But it blew me away that people could see this picture and use it to launch an attack. As a writer for DC Comics and Marvel, I genuinely love the heroes at both companies, and I want nothing but success for all their films and comics. Hashtag many universes, one family. He continues on by saying, a friendly rivalry can be fun, but I will never understand those who feel they have to put down one hero to boost another. That's not how this works. If you love these heroes and you've learned from them, then you know this. What you're into isn't threatened by what others are into. The world is a big place. There's room for everything to be enjoyed, and not everything is made for you or me, specifically. Champion what you love, but not at the expense of others. Everyone needs someone to look up to, and everyone deserves to see themselves reflected in their heroes. And yes, I have written Captain Marvel a few times, but to the many people trying to explain to me who Shazam is, yeah, I'm this guy, and he has a photo of Injustice, Gods Among Us, with Shazam on the cover. This is issue 19, and he's got his name, Tom Taylor, circled. This is not a new situation. You've probably heard of the phrase toxic fandom. And that is what is going on in this specific situation. There have been a lot of people who have thrown Brie Larson and Marvel under the bus for whatever reason. I didn't do the homework there. Apparently she said some things that she shouldn't have or whatever. And just things got blown out of proportion to the point that, I kid you not, there were videos over on YouTube. I heard this on a podcast I was listening to today, actually, and that's partially what sparked this episode. And it was the Bandrew Says podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes. And he was talking about how YouTube had actually changed their algorithm because so many people were putting these kind of rants and kind of bad-mouthing Brie Larson, and this is why you should boycott Marvel and Brie Larson and Captain Marvel and all of this stuff. And at one point, you could look up Brie Larson on YouTube and you find all of these negative videos. Well, for whatever reason, whether this was Disney coming in and complaining to you, the YouTube team, or whatever the case was, and that's kind of a conspiracy, nobody knows for sure, but they changed that the algorithm so that now when you look up Brie Larson, you're only finding good things, like you're seeing movie spots or, you know, and it's things that portray her positively. And I guess that's good. I guess it could be bad if they're trying to cover something up, but I'm personally not aware of that. And I just, it's insane to me where, and the toxic fandom thing, it's gone on for a while. I mean, I can say that I was a part of it with the Star Wars prequels. They may not be great in my book, but, you know, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. What I'm trying to say is the toxic fandom that has gone on with the Star Wars prequels, the Star Wars sequels, like the ones that we are currently in and waiting for, that has to stop. When The Force Awakens came out, there was a lot of bad mouthing and, oh, it's just kind of a ripoff of A New Hope. And then The Last Jedi came out, and that is where things exploded for Marvel fans. And, diehard Star Wars fans and things like that. And as somebody who has, I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as I used to be, but I do enjoy the movies and I do enjoy that universe. And I've talked about it at length, I think, on the podcast before, where I've read so many of the expanded universe books that were out that are technically not canon anymore. They're not what they call Star Wars legacy, or maybe they are a legacy now, but they're not canon. But I was a huge fanboy at one time, and that's waned, but I still enjoy the movies. I still love the universe and the actors and the characters that are in these movies, and I don't, for lack of a better phrase, I don't get butthurt over what is done in a movie. If I didn't care for the movie, then I didn't care for the movie, but I don't make people feel bad about it. And that's what Tom Taylor is talking about in this thread on Twitter. I get very, very frustrated over toxic fandom. And so I'm trying to, I think that's part of the thing that made me want to take a break from the podcast for a little while, was because I wasn't enjoying watching these movies or reading the comics or whatever the case might be. I was worn out by it. Like, just thinking about making a podcast would stress me out because I was like, I don't want people to think that I'm being toxic if I don't like something. But then I realized I've never been hardcore about something that I don't like, other than, you know, bad movie reviews, which those are made to be humorous. Those are made to be funny. And it's kind of interesting how all of this stuff has happened. And this past weekend, I took my wife and my two daughters to go see Captain Marvel. And I guess you could say it was for International Women's Day. I guess maybe it was an excuse to go see a movie. Regardless, the four of us went and we had a good time. We enjoyed the movie. You know, there were laughs and it was some good adventure and it was just all around fun. And when we left the theater, when we left the theater, I asked really the whole family what they thought of it, and they all genuinely enjoyed it. They had a good time. And I think what was great was they weren't caught up in the minutiae of the cinematic universe that Marvel has created. They just enjoyed the movie for what it was. You know, my two girls absolutely loved Goose, and you know, it was fun. And I think that is something that as fans of these franchises, we're missing. And in talking to my oldest daughter, we were talking, and somehow we started talking about some other movie franchise, I think, and I don't remember exactly what it was. But she asked me about liking the movies, or I can't remember exactly how that conversation happened, but I basically said, I'm glad that you enjoy them, but they're not really movies that I'm interested in, but I want you to enjoy them. And that's been something that I've been working through a lot lately. And because I think it's very easy for me as somebody who watches a lot of movies and watches them from a particular point of view. I'm a little picky about things. So I watch movies differently than some other people. But because of that, I think sometimes I used to, maybe not so much now, but I used to get frustrated with people for liking a particular movie or even a franchise that I was like, ugh, how could you ever? That's like, they're terrible. And that was another conversation that I could have on the podcast. But I had a conversation with my dad about a lot of, you know, faith-based movies. I have a problem with the craftsmanship behind them, and even sometimes the message. And that's totally for a different show. That's not for Geek This. But the point that I'm making is I was toxic, whether that's toxic fandom or just toxic. I mean, it would be fandom because it's movies that I am a fan of. And so this pivot, and really Tom Taylor said it best, you know, not everything is made for you. You know, so when I go and see a movie, it's not always going to be for me. There are movies out there that I'm not interested in. So why would I go sit down in a theater or rent it and sit in my home and watch it if it's not for me? Now, granted, there are movies that come out that I'm like, it was okay. It wasn't, you know, my favorite movie, and I wouldn't choose to watch it again. One movie in particular for me personally was Bohemian Rhapsody. It was okay. It wasn't great. I preferred A Star Is Born over that. And I think it's okay to have that opinion. And I don't think that there's reason to start a fight or an argument over something so dumb as a movie. And so I have adopted this not for me film ideology where, and it's not even just film, but like there are comic books and there are TV shows and tons of things that I can just go, they're not for me. They don't fulfill whatever I need in that particular area. And I focus on film here because that's what we focus on with this show. But in general, you know, I'm an Apple person now with my technology. I like my MacBook. I like my Mac Mini. I like my iPad and my iPhones. But I'm not going to give people crap because they use an Android phone. You know, I used to. I just happen to like the Apple ecosystem better. It works for me. But if you like Android better, again, bringing my dad into this where he can't defend himself, my dad likes Android and Windows because he likes to kind of hack into stuff. He likes to mess with the code and make it do things that it shouldn't normally be able to. I don't care. that's never been my interest in computers. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a podcaster. Like, I have specific needs, and I also like the pretty things that Apple makes, you know? And I don't think it's fair to give people crap about not liking what I like. So it's kind of a shorter episode, I think, but the next time you sit down and you watch a movie with somebody and you hear somebody talking about how maybe they didn't really like it or they really did like it and you feel the opposite way, try and figure out why they liked it so much. Try and figure out why they didn't like it as much as you did. Don't be a toxic person. Maybe that movie was not for you. Maybe you watched Captain Marvel and you were one of the people that was just like, eh. I mean, it was a movie, but it wasn't great. Maybe instead of saying that, maybe what you need to say is, hey, I'm glad you liked it. It wasn't my thing, but I'm glad you liked it. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Geek This. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do so over at geekthispodcast.com. There's going to be a selection of options right there on the right-hand side of the screen. And it would be great if you subscribed and let me know that you do. I'm on Facebook, on Twitter. Just search for Geek This, or you can find me at Mr. Dave Clements on Twitter. For those of you who have listened to the entire episode and have stuck around this long, first of all, thank you so much. Second of all, I did not plan on being away from the podcast for this long, but things have been busy around our house, and that's only part of the situation. The other situation was something that I touched on at the end of the episode, where just I was feeling burnout with really just everything that had to do with geek culture. I was reading, like binge reading comic books in order to prep for a series that I still want to do. I was slowly losing interest in those things because I was oversaturated with it. So things just got kind of crazy, and the winter months are some of the toughest months for me, just with depression and things like that. Also, we're in the process of paring things down in our house to get ready for a move, plus work and all of that stuff. So I do apologize that there was, you know, a 3-month gap between the last episode and this one, and I'm hoping to bring them back on a more regular basis, but still I'm going to kind of stick to that unstructured, when you get it, you get it kind of format. Probably until we get moved and we get resituated and I have a dedicated recording area. Right now I'm in our room, which is actually probably echoier, more echoey. Anyway, there's more echo in here than I probably need. Luckily, the wall behind me is kind of insulated right now. And also, I have some new equipment to use, thanks to the fine folks over at Podcast Business Journal and Broadcast Supply Worldwide. I happened to win a contest, and I know, I think I did this a couple years ago. I won a mixer from Blueberry. Now I've won three microphones, 3 sets of Audio Technica headphones, a mixer, and then like the cables and stuff that go along with all the microphones plus microphone stands. And I'm currently using one of the new microphones right now. I like it. I personally like the way that it sounds. Not using the mixer right now because I'm not mixing in any other audio, but I am really, really, really hoping that in the near future I can get David and Mike back on the podcast to talk about some stuff, maybe do some series with the two of them so I can sprinkle that in and release more episodes, but time will tell. But that is the plan now that I have all this equipment. Plus, I'm going to be bringing my wife in. Don't tell her, but that's the case. That's what's going to happen. Probably bring my kids in too. So, yeah, I've got plans, and I always have plans for this show. But just bear with me as we finagle things around Clements HQ, getting ready to move to a new location that has not yet been decided. So I will talk to you all later. Also, if you've waited this long, if you listen this long, go over to Facebook and search for Friends of Geek This. That is a group, and I would love for you to be a part of that. Every once in a while, I try to bring in, a question, a conversation, just building a community better than just a regular Facebook page. So, if you could do that, that would be fantastic. I would love for you to be over there. Just click join group. I'll approve you, and then you can introduce yourself. And yeah, that's it. I will talk to you guys in the next episode, which will hopefully be soon. And one of the new next episodes, I will be talking about the Umbrella Academy and I'm bringing my wife with me. So that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.